skateboarders finally have a place to practice in North Minneapolis. The new skate plaza on the corner of Broadway and Emerson opened just 6 weeks ago, but already it's changing the way a 24-year-old arts organization thinks about its future. Reporter Josiah Lem has the story.
The Juxtaposition Arts Campus is spread across three buildings on the north side, where young people from 14 to 22 years old paint murals, mold clay, design digital art, and make custom t-shirts. And they don't just make art, they get paid for it too. Deanna Cummings founded Juxtaposition Arts, or Juxta for short, with a couple of friends in 1995.
So this was like super, super grassroots. Our budget was like $1,000. We had $1,500 grant that we got from the city of Minneapolis. That was our budget.
In the years that followed, their budget grew, and so did their ambitions. In 2001, Juxta purchased the cluster of buildings that it occupies today.
That was the point at which we said, we're building an organization. We own property on a major commercial corridor now. We can't, you know, have a program and then go dark for months at a time. We need to be all in.
Cummings quit her day job working at another arts organization so she could fully commit herself to Juxtaposition Arts. Today, the organization has a budget of more than $1 million, and it employs more than 100 people, mostly young artists in training. While not all of them will find permanent jobs in the arts, Cummings says that's not the most important thing.
Every single young person that participates at Juxta and is here for at least 2 years is going to graduate from high school and is going to go on to be an active, civically engaged, productive citizen.
Cummings says Juxta's philosophy is learning by doing, which brings us back to the skate plaza. It was supposed to be temporary. Juxta recently tore down one of the buildings it bought back in 2001, and Cummings didn't want a vacant lot sitting there while she raised money to build something new. But now people are coming from all over just to skate there, and the community doesn't want to see it go.
It might be the best thing we've ever done.
So Cummings is rethinking the construction plans in hopes of preserving the skate plaza. In other words, she's learning from doing, just as Juxtaposition Arts teaches its students to do. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Josiah Lem.